Welcome to Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 23. Good evening, good day, good night, whatever at any time you're listening to this beautiful podcast with two beautiful people. I am Colm Sheridan, and joining me this week is Justin. My question of Fortnite Smith is better than yours. Good evening, good morning, Justin. How are you? I meant that up, actually. I should have said my question of the Fortnite is better than yours, Smith. So I do apologize instead of Smith, yours. Good. How is it going, Justin? How is life with you?
Good. Whatever time of the day it is. Yes, hello, Colm. I'm a little bit worried you're going to like drop in a Marilyn Manson clip of the beautiful people, the beautiful people, or whatever that song is that they used for the theme tune for the SmackDown game on the PlayStation 1. Hey, yo. What are you doing? I don't know. I'm not a fan.
The fact that you remember that, Justin, impresses me even more.
I played the game a lot. I had to finish.
Okay. Of course you did.
Yes. I mean, we were a bit strapped for content back in those days.
Yes.
But no, it's a good day. We were due to be recording a few days ago, but for technical difficulties, we were unable to, and then I had to go off to Swindon. I've spent a couple of days in Swindon, then a day painting the room in here with Ruth, and I must admit, now that it's the day after, it does look very nice in the colouring which I picked out. Yes, that's
wow.
That's a thing I did. I said, let's pick this paint.
Good for you, Justin. Is it smell? Are you consumed by the smells of the room? Or?
Do you know, when I came in here half an hour ago to set up, first thing I did was like, oh, open the window. So you may hear some trees rustling in the background.
That's okay.
Hopefully not. But yes,
it's usually me. It's usually my vape rustling in the background, so I cannot complain about that whatsoever.
There was definitely a hint of fresh paint smell.
Yes.
I'm just looking at the handiwork, and you know, with my overly critical eye, I can see there's a couple of like streaks where clearly I applied the roller a bit heavier in some places than others. But do you know what? It beats just being white, and you saw how white my house was.
Yes. Ruth sent me a picture of the finished product, so yes, it looks lovely. I can't wait to go over there in another 10 years' time and record with you.
Yeah, well, blimey, error. 10 years' time, we'll be a completely different situation then. We'll have an 18-year-old in the house at that point.
Wow, yeah, oh God, yeah.
And you know what then fun they are.
Then it's your turn for me to give you therapy.
Well, I was told this morning that although she's never leaving home, she is going to run a cat cafe. And I said, well, that's fine, but she'd have to move out to go and do that. And Ruth said, no, she'd go and make me feed all the cats in the evening.
Excellent.
So, yeah, I've had a fun time at work just as much as you've had a fun time at college, I guess.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm sure you enjoyed the trip down there and all the hassle that goes with it when you get there.
Well, there was a lot of hassle, as it happens, because on Thursday I got in, I started talking to the new people on my team, going, right, okay, so I'm going to go over this with you later and I'm going to do that and this and whatever. And my boss came over and went, no, sit down. I was like, I'm going over what to do. And she went, no, sit down. I'll be over in a minute. We've got work to do. I was like, well, yes, but I'm doing that. No, sit down. So I went and sat down. She sent me an email. She'd been, I got into the office at 8:30. She had been sent an email at 7:20 saying, this needs to be done today. And it's not a short job. And at 7:15, she was sent another email that says this needs to be done today. So she's like, right, we have to do this. Even though neither of us have done this before, we've got to do it. And after losing the entire morning to these tasks, yeah, like, right, okay, now I can open my emails for the day.
Wow. So what time did you actually finish work then, Joseph?
Oh, no, I finished at 5:30. Oh, well, sorry, finished at 5. I made a point of going, no, I'm not working extra. I'm not paid to do that. So
exactly.
5:00, I'm stopping.
Good. Did you get all your stuff done that you needed to get done?
Yeah, although I've just realised that I didn't print the thing that I needed to print.
Oh, dear.
So someone else is going to have to be helping me on Monday.
Well, surely somebody can print it out there, no?
Yeah, but it's so... Actually, no, I did print it. I printed it and brought it back. Oh. No, that's that, yeah, because I knew I needed it. No, I have done it. It's okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, but much better, because I remember doing that on Friday afternoon. Okay. Yeah, it's all fine. It's all good. Right. Anyway, hello. Hi, you. God, I'm starting to talk like I'm from Northern Ireland. Hi, you.
Don't get into that one again, Justin. I'm not too bad, Justin. I was a bit... I'm very calm lately, Justin. I think I'm losing my deviousness. Thank you, Justin. Thank you. Yes, for the last couple of months now, I've been very placid. Even Sandra's been impressed by my placidness. So, yes, I'm not too bad. I got a hearing aid test done again. Part of this... You know yourself, part of the hearing aids they give you, you get a test done every 2 years. So
yes.
I went back after 3 years to get mine done. So I was told to bring my son along.
You're nothing if not punctual, Colin.
3 out of 2 isn't bad, Justin. Anyway, so I went back. I was told to bring somebody so they could do the hearing test part of it with you. So basically they sit across the room and speak and you're supposed to be able to hear them or not hear them,
yeah,
as the case may be.
Yeah.
But I didn't. It wasn't required. But he came along anyway, Ryan. So he was slightly hungover and, yeah, but fair play to him. He came along and he took my hearing aid away for testing because I was getting 4 beeps.
This is the audiologist, not Ryan, right? Ryan,
yes,
took your hearing,
yes,
aid away.
Yes, Ryan took my hearing aid away and sold it on the black market. So the audiologist, he took it away. He basically said, if you want the replacement, you take a week to get the replacement part in. I just said, just take it and he'll have it back to me next week. So I'm back to my old self of going, what?
So, ideal time to record the podcast.
Yes, obviously, yes. Yeah, so just college work and then, of course, coming back from the lovely Justin's beautiful house and beautiful bed, so much so that I slept in on Saturday morning and they were all worried that I was dead in the bed. As I came downstairs at 9:30, I told Sandra, I said, you never stay in bed that long. I know, I says, but Justin's bed is very comfy. So, yes, so I just want to say thank you, Justin, for the hosting and the not letting me spend any money, even though... Technically, we had a great time. His house is nice and cool, by the way, people. It was a blessing.
Although, technically, we had a great time.
No, sorry.
Well, technically, we had a great time, but actually, we didn't.
No, sorry. Well, the story is that Justin's dad, or Sandra's dad, not Justin's dad,
yeah,
Sandra's dad gave me 100 sterling.
you had 5 20 pound notes and you went, oh, I've got some money to spend. And I looked at them and went, no, you haven't, Colin. Because those haven't been legal for like 3 years. Yes, Colin had paper money, not the polymer 20 pound notes that we've been dealing with for quite some time. And I was like, look, I can try and take them into the bank and see if they'll take them, because you can't do anything else with them. And as it happens, right, because Ruth also had a £10 note, old style, on her dressing table as long as I've known her. And the £10 notes changed ages ago. So
yeah,
we'd pretty much written that off and said, yeah, that's dead now. You know, it's just a bit of paper.
Yeah.
So knowing that I was going into the bank to try and, you know, claim on these paper ones, I was like, oh, give me a £10 note as well, and I'll take it. So I'm stood in the queue in the bank, and the manager, shift manager, comes over and he said, oh, anything I can do whilst you're in the queue, anything I can help you with? I said, no, I need to go to the till. I've got some old style money. And he looked at me and he went, yeah. So the 20s we'll probably be okay with. The 10, I don't know on that one. I think this, it's probably a bit too long now.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, that's fine. Whatever. So I got to the checkout, the till, whatever you want to call it, and spoke to the operator.
The cashier.
And she said, no, it's fine, give it all. And then, yeah, she just cashed Ruth's £10 as well.
Yes! That's a win.
So, yeah, we went out for dinner after you'd gone, and it was like, buying us fish and chips.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad.
I would have given you the money, except you'd already shown me the text from Sandra saying he can have the money if he can use it.
Exactly. There you go.
Because otherwise it's £100 worth of rubbish.
Exactly.
To, you know, big it up in the bank, I said, oh, look, it's my birthday this week, and I said, I've been given some money in a card, which not quite true, but I said, yeah. I've been given some money and a card.
Well, you dodgy Irishman.
And unfortunately, the sender was not not of this country, and they've obviously cashed some money back on their previous visit and didn't know that we've changed the banknotes. They're like, excellent. Oh. So what else are you doing with your birthday then? I was like, oh, I'm going to go to Greg's and get a free donut. I'm going to go to Krispy Kreme and get a free donut. I'm going to go to Costa and get a free coffee. Because, you know, all these things, they want to sell your data. So they give you free stuff if you download these apps. So, if you want a free Krispy Kreme, just download the app, put in your birthday, and then next month you'll be able to go down and can have a free one.
Excellent. Well, to belated happy birthday, Justin, I did send you
You treated us very well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And then had a bit of delay getting home.
Just a slight delay. It wasn't too bad. It was about half an hour, so
we were driving back, and Ruth kept saying to me, just check if his flight's gone yet. I was like, well, it's not on the departures. And then 4 hours later, Colum's just landed. I'm like, well, he should have landed before we got home.
I know, it was meant to due to go out at 2:30. I think it left at about 3-ish.
Is that because someone was trying to smuggle some whiskey through duty free?
I managed to get the whiskey through, Justin. I got it in the airport in England and managed successfully to smuggle that through along with the 200 cigarettes. I could have taken a chance with 400 cigarettes, but I wasn't willing to do that. So just Sandra's dad was extremely happy, and it was for his birthday as well. So
lovely.
He's around the same time as you. So yeah, well, except he's a lot older.
Just as I was coming home this morning from dropping Ruth back at her house, I went to Tesco to get some milk, because obviously I need my morning cup of tea. And today my cereal was Honey Nut Shredded Wheat. So not Cocoa Pops for breakfast, lunch and tea like you have. But I was walking. The reason I brought this up is they have a big sign in the window. Jack Daniel's Whiskey, normally £39. Tesco club card price, 26. And I was like, well, I don't drink whiskey, but that sounds like a massive bargain.
Yeah. I'm so, sure it is. I don't drink whiskey either, so. Sandra's dad just drinks Jameson, I think. Whatever else, he wouldn't be into that American stuff.
Wow.
He has a little tipple every night, and I mean, it can't be doing him any harm. He's 89 now, and he's still going, so there you go.
Yeah, that's like my great-nan was in her late 80s, and she smoked fairly heavily, and so the whole conversation of, but smoking's bad for your health. Yeah. She'd always go, well, look at me. So, So you got back into the airport, got your you didn't get a taxi back this time, did you? Got the bus home?
No, I got a taxi home.
You did get a taxi.
I just wanted to get home.
They didn't rip you off as much as the taxi that took you to the airport, did they?
Yeah, pretty much the same price.
Wow.
Wow, yes, is right. Wow is right, yes. So I actually spent most of my money on taxi fares. Justin very kindly brought us to the pictures as well. 4D, my first time at 4D. That was an experience I'll never forget. I'll probably never go again.
I wanted to do something for you and Ruth. Ruth hadn't been to the 4DX either, and she'd cleared her diary to be with us, and so it was like, yeah, we're going to go to the cinema, we're going to go watch Spider-Man, and we're going to go in the moving seats, and you're going to get wet. And as we walked in, and the seats were going moving around, you were like, how am I even going to sit on this? But it was...
I said to myself, I've only got a drink. Why didn't you get us any popcorn to myself? Now I realise.
The last time I went in there, I had a bag of like M&Ms or whatever. And the person next to me, he came in with a big set of popcorn. And I just looked at him and laughed. And he was like, what? Do you know something I don't? And I was like, well, they're going to be on the floor in a minute.
Just getting your lips around a straw was hard enough. But I thoroughly enjoyed the film. The film was very good. The experience was very good. I was actually dreading all the fight scenes because here comes again. I didn't actually realise the chair moved as much as it did. I thought it would be just a little vibration. But no, that thing moved like a roller coaster.
You get punched in the back. You got sprayed on. You were giggling when bubbles were put into the cinema and floated around.
There was a breeze as well goes under your leg or something like that.
They might have had a wind machine in there, but there is definitely it's almost like a straw that's at the height of the average person's calf muscles, and it just basically spins round to like give you the impression that something's tickling the back of your legs.
Right, okay. Well, thank you very much, Justin. I thoroughly enjoyed the weekend. We got to meet people. Dave and yourself, Adamski. It was lovely. I didn't have to put my hands in my pockets, so thank you very much.
No, you did make a point of having a go at me for not offering to buy you lunch when we went to the pub with them, so they bought you lunch instead.
I'm sorry. I'm such a pig.
I was like, well, you didn't ask for anything, so we said we were going first.
I am sorry, Justin. I do appreciate it, and I really did enjoy myself. So, yes, it was a scorcher of a weekend, so I was really thankful for the Justin's Cool House, and I got to play some PSVR as well, too. And then when I seen Trillian playing...
Beat Saber,
I went, oh, why didn't you give me an end of that one to play? And then I realised he hadn't got it. He was
getting it from my birthday.
Yes, I really enjoyed it. So thank you very much, Justin. You have a lovely house and long may you live in it. I also went to amusement parks on Thursday with the school outing. So it was called Tater Park. It's called Emerald Park now because Tater don't sponsor anymore. But this place is huge. It's got a wooden roller coaster. The thing is huge. I wasn't getting on that thing, I'll tell you now.
That's what she said.
That's a couple of the lads, the younger lads, did. I got on the Dino roller coaster.
A roller coaster themed for dinosaurs, or yes, is it a roller coaster for the older person?
I would say it's for the younger person, but, you know, I tried to get into the seats and I barely got in, and I turned around to the lads and said, there's more leg room in a Ryanair seat than there is in this place. But, yes, I got on to the water ride, Viking water ride, which was basically a mini roller coaster with water, and, yes, we proceeded to get soaked. They did have little ponchos, but we never got them. So, yeah, not a lot of people got them actually, but it was sunny, so we dried off pretty rapidly. And then we got a little kiddie menu. We had a ticket for a kiddie menu, kiddie meal. So, yeah, it was a fun day out. So, yeah, all in all, a good week, Justin, a good 2 weeks. And you're a little bit older now and hopefully wiser.
I'm now 44.
Oh, is that all? Jeez. So I'll be 56 now this year. So I'm just under 12 years older than you. I always thought you were 46, but there you go. Anyway.
Well, when I went to the Games Expo, I was happily going, I'm 45 this year. And my friend went, no, you're not. And Ruth's like, you're not.
Yes, and it was lovely to meet Mini Root as well. So, yeah. Thank you, Justin. So, yes. I'll move on then. Are we finished now? Thank you very much for everything. It was fun weekend, and we should do it again sometime. Next time you're over. So, Justin, yes. What was your last save loaded in the chronological order?
The last save loaded in the chronological order was that fantastic, epic game that is now being played by Colin. It's NBA 2K23.
Okay, let me tell you a little quick story about NBA 2K23. Yeah. I scanned in my face and I sent it on to Justin, but I didn't confirm my email address, did I? So it didn't work when I went back onto the game. The day later, it said, "No, you didn't confirm your email, so you have to do it all over again." So I will be back to that one. It's still installed, so I'll get back to that one. So, yeah. So go ahead, Justin.
I thought I was done with the game. I have, as far as I'm concerned, finished the campaign now. The player. I've got to the point where I no longer have to do the rap battles and release music and nonsense like that, or design clothes, or go skateboarding around the town.
Yeah.
You know, because all these things are key to NBA.
Of course, yeah.
But I was looking at the game on the console. I sat down, like Ruth was having a rest yesterday, so I sat down and thought, oh, I'll play something for a bit, and then I thought, that's 200 gig, I'm about ready to delete it and make some space. And then I checked on my phone on the PlayStation app, and it was going like, oh, you got this challenge and this challenge, and you can have 50 coins if you finish this one. And I was like, oh, okay, I've got to play three different games in the My Team section, so I'll do that and then I'll delete the game. So I did that and deleted the game.
Thank okay
goodness. It's
What do you mean, thank goodness? You mean when I was there you were enjoying it, or was it just a slog?
No, the game is designed to force you to slog or pay out money for boosts to get your character better. So, you know, bearing in mind that they start you, like, if you said a superstar is a ranking 99 player, they start you at 60, and then in the campaign they go, oh yeah, now you're in the starting lineup. Well, of course, you're in the starting lineup with a player that can't shoot for toffee, can't block, you know, and you just foul everyone. And you're like, I don't think that in the actual franchise of the real life NBA, I'd be even the 10th bench warmer, let alone, you know, I wouldn't be a starter. And then it goes on and you get dropped from the starting lineup, and then you have to fight your way back into it, and you have the opportunity to go off and do the little sort of online races, the online matches against other people. Yeah. But of course, they've been playing the game for a year, so they're all ranked in the 90s. So your little character comes out, it's like, I might be able to pass to one of them so that they can score, and I might get some points for having an assist. But yeah, it's so heavily unbalanced, I thought. Now,
yeah.
I'm not wasting any further time on it. At the moment, it's unfortunately going to be my most played game of the year, or something like 114 hours, is what it's saying on the home screen. But it's done, it's gone, I'm not going back.
Oh, wow.
Other than that, I helped, after Ruth bought it for me, I helped set up Beat Saber on the VR. So I haven't played it I haven't played it here on the VR2 yet. I played.
Is it compatible with?
Yes,
the VR2?
It's
okay.
Because when they basically just released it when they had that PlayStation showcase at the start of the month, they said, "Oh yeah, it's now available for the VR2," And it's one of them games that it never really gone down in price, so we'd never bought it, but we always kind of wanted to get it.
Yeah.
And I know.
Digitally or physically?
Digital. Well, this is the thing. Bearing in mind how people seem to be so passionate about, oh, I want to have physical. Physical is the way forward. Yeah, it might be if you're the only person that is ever going to play that game. But
yeah.
For me and Ruth, especially when we're in different houses, if I buy one copy digitally, I can play that here on my PS5. She can play it there on my PS4, or she can play it there on my PS5, on her PS5.
Yeah.
So we have multiple ways to basically buy one copy of a game and both play it. So it makes sense for us to, you know, get things in sales and whatnot. And these days we don't buy very much anyway, because you get all these stupid sales going, hey, you've got games that are 75% off all of a sudden.
So
we installed it there, and you know, off we go, sweating quite a bit. Luckily I had my gym bag, so I was like, oh, I got a little towel to dry myself off.
Good.
And then Ruth had a go, and she's sweating buckets, and she's looking up online like, how good is this for actual keep fit, because it burns a lot of calories.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like playing a Wii game, in the sense of you're using obviously your hands in the same manner.
Yeah.
So you can just flick the wrists, or you can do the whole arm swing. And if you're playing for a long period of time, presumably flicking the wrists is the way to do it.
Of course.
So after we downloaded it on the PS5 here for the VR2, Ruth has had a go on it, but she didn't last very long before she had to turn it off. She said it was kind of almost too clear, too sharp.
Right.
So that is basically the only other game I've played apart from Toem, the black and white photograph them up that came on the PS Plus a couple of months ago.
Oh, right.
It's supposed to only be a 3 to 5 hour little journey, and I did think at one point I could just like take a day and stream it from start to finish, but that didn't happen. I just started playing it and then thought, this seems easy enough. I'm using a camera and I'm taking photographs of bugs and people and stuff.
Right.
But it seems like it's just a straight, do a few fetch quests in this area, and then you can move on to the next area, and then you can finish the story. But it's sweet enough. It's considering it's kind of like an isometric image, but when you use the camera, like with Metal Gear Solid 2, when you go into first person, you can then actually go into first person, and you can use the camera to sort of spin the isometric camera angle very well. That works really well. But other than that, I've not really been playing much. I would say most evenings I've been going to Ruth's and while she's been playing, and I've been reading my book to try and crack on with all the books I've got recently.
Cool.
So ideal to talk about games on a podcast when you don't play games.
Well, you've played three, so that's more than plenty. I've made up for it, of course.
Well, let me ask. Oh yes. Hang on. No, there is a game you've just thought. I'll add that on there.
Oh yes.
I played with you and your little sack boy.
Yes, you did. Just
phrasing. Yes. I worked hard to say it in that manner. Sackboy, A Big Adventure.
Yeah.
Turns out it was already installed on my console and had been played by the youngster here. Well,
cool.
Now it's it's a lot further on in the game. We played with you, I, and Ruth on one of our Thursday night game sessions. Thursday night, Wednesday night, whatever, recently.
Yeah.
And all sorts of shenanigans ensued with people getting picked up and thrown off to their death.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So
that was fun. It was fun, but it's not something I'd go back to, I don't think.
So Colin, what was your last save loaded?
Well, my last save loaded would have been, in the chronological order, would have been Bramble the Mountain King. This is on Game Pass, and I actually took notes too.
I've seen someone streaming this, unfortunately not yourself. But
no.
This has some real serious, like, scary moments in it.
Yes, there's some jumpy moments, all right. So, Bramble the Mountain King is a video that falls under the action-adventure genre, thanks to Wikipedia. The game's objective is for the players to control a young boy who attempts to rescue his kidnapped sister, Mario, from... Well, it's not Mario's sister that gets kidnapped. From... mythological creatures. It's based on Norse mythology. Yes, it's quite dark and depressing in places, but it's actually beautifully done, and I don't think it's that long. I think it's about 4 or 5 hours long. There's some puzzle elements in it, but they're not too taxing. And yeah, I hopefully be finished it today or tomorrow. Well, probably tomorrow, because I'll be too busy editing the podcast. But yes, it's really just something I came across. I think George Indioli, he played it on one of his streams, actually. And I just came on Game Pass, so I said, download it and give it a bash. So yes, it's definitely worth playing, yes. The other game then I played was Animal Crossing New Leaf on my 3DS. I don't know, it's just so easy to pick up and play, even more so than the actual Switch these days. So I just do my little few bits and pieces every day and pay off my house. I've got another room now, so yes. It's just a chill game. I just play it when I'm sitting on the couch or whatever. So yeah. Then, what else have I played? Played some Sea of Thieves yesterday with Knackerback. The connection wasn't as good as last week's. That was fun. I think we're going to try and play some Dead Island 2 the next time we play instead of Sea of Thieves.
Yeah.
I finished Planet of Lana. I streamed that, and now I am streaming Yakuza Like a Dragon on the PS5.
Yes, but Colin, you're doing it with the English voiceovers.
Yes, I am. Yes, I know. Root came on and says, "Oh, this looks different. You're doing it with the English." He's like, "I went, I know. Justin's gonna be so pissed."
We talked about it yesterday, and I said, playing Yakuza Kiwami. It doesn't even give you the option for English voiceovers. It's Japanese with subtitles.
Yeah.
And obviously hilarious Japanese karaoke, as you've seen. Sunshine. Yes.
But, I'm enjoying it. So he's done his stint in prison, taking a rap for one of the other lads, and he's out now, and he's trying to figure out what the hell is going on. I like the turn-based aspect of it. The fighting is fluid and not so, you know, standoffish and slow like some turn-based are. Yeah. So I shall continue on that. Then I played a bit more Red Dead on my Steam Deck. And then, for some reason, I got and re-downloaded Mafia Remastered. And I'm just going for the platinum for that one.
This Mafia 1, yeah?
Yeah, Mafia 1. So I'm trying to go for the plat on that one, which basically you have to play in classic mode. So I've done a couple of chapters and I'm on to the race now, which is notoriously difficult on classic mode. But I'm watching a few videos on that and how best to deal with that. So
I can't remember if I played tackled. 1 or 2 or both of them.
Well, Remastered. It was PS Plus at one stage. I
thought Mafia 2 was as well.
No, Mafia 3 was PS Plus, I think.
Yeah, I know 3's done it, but I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, maybe it is. Well, I'm playing the Mafia the first one remastered. I'd already finished the game anyway, so when I got the disc a couple of years back, but don't have the disc anymore as usual. So Army of Ruin. Now Dave Yellowbug was talking about this. So it's a bit like Diablo, but it's only been 3 or 5 hours, I think it was, on Steam Deck, so I got that, and yeah, that's what I've been playing, Justin, all over the place as usual. Justin's nice and neat and, you know, one game at a time, not like Collie. So yeah, there you go. So Justin, get to it, the Twitter comments.
Ian, a bit dead, at Bit Dead 77, says, "Fantastic show, gents." At last I've loaded. "Did you get the whiskey back okay, Colin?"
Yes, I did, Ian. Thank you very much. I got the whiskey back. Safe and sound.
And question of the fortnight. "Colin and Justin will be recording on Monday, except we won't. And would you like to know... and would like to know if there has ever been a game that you have bought a console just to play. If so, what is that console seller? So I had to put that last bit in because I knew that there was going to be people that just went, yes, or... Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, Justin. And boy, what a job you did, Justin. Well done.
In no particular order, apart from the order column has copied and pasted. Because it certainly wasn't in chronological order. That confused the hell out of me when I sat down here an hour ago to start copying them across. Dave, in fact, before I get that far, I said it confused me when I was trying to copy them across. Because Twitter, or TweetDeck certainly, was not loading half the screen messages. It certainly wasn't loading sent messages and stuff. And, of course, yesterday we had the wonderful announcement from Mr. Musk that he's not making enough money off Twitter, so he's now limiting the amount of tweets you can read a day. Have you seen this?
Yes. Yesterday, my app on my phone went, you've reached your limits. What limits? Don't reply to anybody. Rarely reply.
Thought, well, that's fantastic, because obviously there's plenty of people that have been paying for it already. And I'm just thinking, yeah, the way my Twitter's going, the only things I'll be able to read is all these promoted tweets that I keep trying to block and ban. And you see more the next day, and they're from a virtually identical logo but slightly different name, and someone's even gone so far as to put the Star Wars Episode 4 opening crawl here, saying, A New Hope. It is a period of civil war. Rebel spaceships striking from a hidden base have won their first victory against rate limit exceeded. Please wait a few moments, then try again.
Brilliant, yeah, I seriously don't see Twitter lasting much longer at this rate.
No, and someone else I know said, why have so many people followed me on Mastodon in the last 24 hours?
Now you know.
Yes. So the first response we have on our list here, from Dave at Yellowbug1969, says, I bought a Nintendo GameCube just to play the Resident Evil remake. That'll be the first one as opposed to the remake that they've done this year.
Yeah.
Now, before you read the next one, I suppose we should say if we've done any column. So, have you ever bought a console specifically to play a game? One of the many times you've bought that console?
I suppose the one that comes to mind would be the PS3 just to play Uncharted.
Good, I'd
say.
Good.
Yes, I would definitely say that was the persuasive decision on getting a PS3, much to my Sandra's dislike.
I have to say, mine, similar to Dave, was the Nintendo GameCube, which I bought to play Star Wars Rebel Leader.
Nice.
No, Rebel Assault. Rebel Leader was Rebel Assault 2. So, yeah, Rebel Assault on launch day. And I distinctly remember walking into Curry's and going, I'll have that, and getting the black console, which is still around in Ruth's house somewhere.
Sweet.
Yes.
Surprised you didn't buy a... Surprised we didn't say a Wii to buy the Wii Sports.
Well, someone has responded similar to that mentality already, so...
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. So, Tony at _WickerMan73_, yes, I bought a PS4 to play The Last of Us Remastered, and the game was overhyped shite. Justin would agree, and also Tetris for the Game Boy. I missed the original Game Boy, might buy one just for the nostalgia of having the original Tetris.
There we are.
That's when Nintendo bundled games with their consoles.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Well, you said, like, so yeah, Tony's obviously said, I've got Tetris, and then Wii Sports, from what I understand, did not come bundled with the Wii in Japan.
Oh, did it not? No.
No. Trillion Penguin, PIHC, at Bouncy Cynic says, yes, she continues. The original Xbox to play Fable. Loved it. And it's one of the few decent RPGs to grace that system. Now, I was talking to her about this morning, because she used to work at GameStation.
Oh, nice.
So she bought the original Xbox with the Duke. And she said, no, she said, I bought it secondhand. But in hindsight, yes, it would have made more sense to have bought it with my discount from GameStation.
To which Tony replied, and now there's too many RPGs on Xbox.
Well, you would say there's perhaps too many RPGs on any console, because there's certainly a lot on the PlayStation.
I would imagine there's more on the PlayStation than the Xbox, maybe.
Less on the less on the Nintendo, but what do you think of Super Mario RPG being remastered? Remade? Because I still have it on the Super Nintendo Mini. Played it a bit, and then obviously more shinier things came along.
Of course, yes. I'm sure it'll do wonderfully well. Then there was that other Mario game as well. They mentioned something.
Well, they've had loads of RPGs, because there's the Mario and Luigi saga.
Yes. Stuff. They were good, actually, on the DS. Was it the DS or the 3DS? DS, yeah. Yeah, I played that, I think.
So you're on Don Ragnar then.
Sorry.
That's what the long pauses be. Oh, no, no. No, sorry, it's Blue Wolf next.
No, Lee B. At, with a beer, console, dice. At Manic Muppet 7. Manic 7 Muppet 8. My first console was a Sega Mega Drive. Bought it so I could play Sonic the Hedgehog. I held off on getting a PS4 for ages, then Bloodborne released. Ironically, 8 years later, and I've still not finished that game. The game. Of course you haven't, Lee. I understand your pain. Justin did try to help me out with that game, but it didn't last long.
Ruth has also said, I will play it at some point, just like I'll play every game we own at some point.
Exactly.
Blue Wolf, XIX, Blue Wolf, XIX, says, I got the original Xbox just for Splinter Cell, then hated it. Face with tears of laughter.
Yes, Splinter Cell on the Xbox was the better. Apparently it was the better. But that didn't come out on PS2, did it?
Splinter Cell.
I think
Cell.
It did eventually, did it? Yeah,
so
it did, didn't it?
The original one, yeah. There were some that only came out on Xbox when they started going to, like, Chaos Theory and Double A.
Oh, yes, yes.
But on the PlayStation, you had games like Siphon Filter, which, they played different. But I don't know. I never got into the Sam Fisher games. I played one or two and just, they didn't seem fun. They seemed like, I was expecting them to be, you know, like Metal Gear Solid type stuff, but
yes.
They just seemed too much work.
Yeah, I never got into them myself. I think I might have finished one of them, the later ones. Conviction, I think I finished that one. I think that was on the Wii U. I think I managed to finish that on the Wii U. Anyway, Ian Bitdead at Bitdead77. A very young Ian went into Curry's and saw FIFA on the new PlayStation 1. You can guess the rest. My youngest daughter now wants me to buy a PlayStation so she can play Last of Us. Does she not understand I'm an Xbox man? Clearly not.
No, and she doesn't. You don't have to buy a new PlayStation. The Last of Us has been released on bloody PS3, so you don't have to.
Exactly.
You can buy an old PlayStation.
And it's on PC now. As well.
Oh, classic. And it's one of the most overrated games ever.
It is.
Don Ragnar at Justin_Knowles says, I haven't bought a console for a specific game, but I have done a PC upgrade for one. The game was Freedom Force. My graphics card at the time was just not up to the task. If you don't know the game, imagine a mix of Adam West's Batman, comic style art, and BioShock's developer. Now, I do remember certainly the box art for Freedom Force. It was like...
Yeah.
Kind of like almost a 3D F with a like a eagle or something in the middle of it, looming toward. Had very large font at the top and getting down smaller. I always assumed it was going to be something like City of Heroes and City of Villains. May or may not have been how it worked, but I bought those games. I played City of Heroes a little bit, and then just went back to World of Warcraft back in the day.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here. It's like a top-down Marvel Alliance type of look of it. Mike Green at the Path to Amen. Yeah, I mostly bought a PS5 to play the new Horizon Zero Dawn. Have I played it yet? Nope. Monkey with a smile, tears of joy. Now, here we go. Here's the one we're waiting for.
Tim Paulin, aka Captain Bacon, at Tim Paulin, says, yes, unknowingly, my OG PS4 died in 2018. I couldn't find a replacement, so I purchased a Xbox One S Forza Horizon 4 edition. I love racing games, but this blew me away. Colm, there's more than three replies. Face green.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you for that. I should never underestimate Justin's ability to get more than three replies. In fact, I am probably the one that has the least amount of replies for any question of the week ever done. So there you go, our question of the fortnight. So yes, I win that one. Paul W at @just_wondering_. I bought my first PS4 to play Bloodborne. Amazing game. I live in hopes that at the very least, an enhanced next-gen release will become available, and fingers crossed, Bloodborne 2. You can live in hope. I think that sold rather well. I'm surprised they haven't brought it out.
Yeah, well, have they done anything since they did Demon's Souls?
No, I don't think so.
But there is a new game coming out from the PlayStation Showcase that looked very similar to that sort of art style, with the super snazzy sword play and whatnot.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have Serbs at Cerbera5. Sega for Sonic. And that's just to upset the Australian people who insist on calling it a Sega. Then PlayStation for Gran Turismo. I didn't buy my PS1 for Gran Turismo, but I sure as hell played a lot of Gran Turismo. And 2.
Yes. Yes.
And 3. Not so much.
That looked awesome on the PlayStation 1, but that was an amazing
Do you know what,
game.
Right? If you finished all the races and everything, and they had like disc 1 was the arcade mode, and disc 2 was the career mode sort of thing. I think it, or did they do that in 2? No, they did that in 2. 1 was just one disc. But if you finished all of the arcade races and the campaign races, it unlocked 60 frames per second mode on three tracks, I think it is. And I tell you what, that thing could shift. It couldn't do it with like many cars on the track, but even on the PS1, it was amazing.
Yeah, it certainly looked. I remember playing it too, and looked amazing on the PS1. Quintessential at Tachikoma83. GameCube for the Resident Evil remake. Oh, that's 2 for the Resident Evil remake.
Patrick the Talent Brennan at @Pat_Bren_writer says Switch for Totka, or Tears of the Kingdom. But how can you play Tears of the Kingdom if you haven't? Oh no, I suppose you could have played on the Wii U, couldn't you?
Yeah. Excellent podcast mentions. Hear us out. Game Burst, 60 Minutes with Film Guff, Lapse Gamer Radio, and Seal Podcast. So, Justin, what are you up to now? You got to upload this and...
I'm going to upload this. I am going to go down and change the bin. Because I appreciate that sounds exciting. But yesterday... on Wednesday when I was heading to Swindon, I took all my brand new roll of bin bags over to Ruth because she needed to change her bin. And I was like, don't go to the shop. I've got plenty. So... got a very, very large roll of bin bags. Took it over there. Came home and, you know, we got takeaway yesterday because we thought, we're on our own. We got date night for a change. We're going to order in. Well, there was a lot of rubbish and my bin bag was overflowing. And I was like, oh no, I can't change the bin bag, can I? Because took them all to your house. So she stayed the night. I took her back this morning and I was like, better take some bin bags back with me. So I should be changing the bin bag. That's the excitement of the day.
Excellent.
Then I've got a Blood Bowl game this afternoon in the new league that I'm in, that's a small league. And then after that...
Nice.
I guess I'll maybe move some things around. I've got to put some stuff up into the loft because while I was tidying this room, I revealed in my cupboard behind me, I have lots of empty boxes, which I'd forgotten about. So if I can put those up in the attic, I've now got more storage space.
Excellent.
I mean, I've got more storage space anyway because I've got the attic. But you know what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Just general things have happened. Like, I actually managed to build the corner unit that I've had here for a year, but hadn't put up because I didn't want to have to build it and then move it out of the way to paint. So now that we've painted, it's now put up.
Nice!
Which has given me a place to store some CDs, which is just not on the corner of my desk.
Excellent.
And then we don't ask the question of, Justin, what is inside that, like, nearly metre square box that's under your desk? I don't know. I have looked in it in the past, but it doesn't matter right now.
It doesn't, exactly. You said it, Justin. So, Justin, where can people find you?
They can find me. I might do some streaming tonight. I don't know. So, but this, you know, will have gone out after I do that, if I do it indeed. If I stream again, it's twitch.tv/onyasix. But Twitter, if you want to grace me with one of your 600 tweets a day, then it's @onyasix. Or @lastsaveloaded for the Last Save Loaded account. But you're probably by now, you're better off emailing us, lastsaveloaded@gmail.com. Mr. Cullum, where will people find you?
You can find me on Twitter, just about, I suppose, @multiplatman. Or you can find me on twitch.tv/psalm67, where I'm streaming from Monday to Friday.
In the morning, before work, before
in
school.
In the morning, yes. Before school, yes. Okay, Justin?
Yes, I'm very okay.
Good. Say goodbye, Justin.
Goodbye, Justin.
Goodbye, Justin.
I am using the correct microphone in Audacity as well. That's good. Sometimes you open
that's
it.
That's always.
It,
some, yeah.
And it just goes like Microsoft Map Sound. Map, like, yeah. Off with that crap.
I have to check that too. Yeah. Every time. How's it going, Justin? I was a bit what's the word? Last Monday I had a shitty. Well, I didn't have a shitty day, but basically what I was doing was I was working on my laptop in college, which, you know, yeah, technically you're not supposed to be doing. They're supposed to deploy your laptops, but useless pieces of shit can't do it. Well, anyway, I messed up my administration rights on my computer, so I couldn't actually install anything. So I had to go home and reboot Windows, basically. I have a backup on a USB, so it didn't take too long. But the first thought was, oh my God, I'm going to have to deal with this then deal with Justin. I mean, I talked to Justin. But I actually could have made it last Monday, to be honest with you. But it was about 7 o'clock. I had it all sorted. But so then when you said, well, next Sunday, and I went, what? Next Sunday, what the fuck? Is he not got a free night before then? To myself, of course. Kept it all in. And then I realised, yes, you were. I forgot all about Swindon, didn't I? And
Because we've both gotten used to the fact that most of the time, I don't go back. But yes. this month, no, I had to go back and tell people how to do their jobs.
Of course you did, Justin. That's what you'd like to do best. Well, you don't like to do it, but I can imagine you get a certain satisfaction from it. Anyway.
If they do it correctly afterwards.
Gold star for you. Okay, good on you. Okay, so let's get on with it then, I suppose, seeing that we're early for a change.
Yes, before Twitter explodes.
Yes, or implodes, one or the other. You've reached your limit.
I'm sure we're missing one tweet. It must have been deleted. There was. I was going to bring it up whilst we were live, but there was definitely one tweet that somebody replied with. There's more responses to the question this week, Colin.
No, that's down in the question of the fortnight. That's Lee, or was it Carl? Oh, Tim. Colm, there's more than three replies. Yes, which will fit nicely into my introduction this week, Justin. So I clap us down and yes. Let's get it on, as they say. 3, 2, 1.